Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Stangback. We're here at Herb's House Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. Love doing these devotions with you, Kent. And today we're in Proverbs 10, verse 5.
Okay.
Proverbs 10, verse 5. I see you got your Bible open.
Yes, I'm ready. I need
it. It's a different Bible than what you normally have.
But, well, I like to move around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, change it up. And I like to get in a rut, you know?
That you're all about that, Kent. You color outside the lines. So, let me just read this proverb. The title of this is Planning Ahead.
Wow.
And it could be Working Ahead.
Uh-huh.
And we must always be forward-thinking and making plans for tomorrow. Proverbs commends making our plans for tomorrow. So, here's the proverb, Kent. He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely. But he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. So the first half of this proverb is a positive. And he says, he who gathers in summer. And the implication is it's harvest season. And you've planted, you've watered, and the crop has come in. It's out there in the field. And maybe you would rather go do something else, go fishing, go hunting. Maybe you would rather go on a trip. But no, it's harvest season. And so you got to be diligent to get out in the field and gather in the crops because, Kent, winter's going to be coming. It's around the corner. You don't feel it yet. It's still hot. It's not cold. But the time's going to come in but a few months that whatever you take in now is what you're going to live on in the winter. And how wise is the son who acts with immediacy and a sense of urgency now to work hard to lay up for future days. And Kent, we went through the book of Genesis recently in our church, and Joseph said, well, there's a famine coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to save for 7 years so that we'll have food to eat for the 7 year famine. And that's really the heart of what this is saying. The opposite is the second half of this verse. And he says, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. To sleep in harvest means the crop has come in. It's there in the field. But You're just a sluggard. You're slow to act. You're a procrastinator. Rather than being out in the field, you're in bed. And you are sleeping. And this is your golden opportunity. This is your moment of opportunity. The door is swung open, but you're asleep. And Solomon just tells it like it is. He just says, that's shameful for a person to act like that. So, Kent, I think for us, most of us aren't farmers who make our living by planting and going out into a field. But the principle here applies to all of life, that as we take in our income, we need to be setting some aside for whatever might be unforeseen in the future. That would be a famine, a shortage, a downturn in the economy, a loss of a job. And there is a time when the opportunity is right in front of us. And we've got to seize the moment and capture this opportunity, knowing that there will be in the future a time when it will not be as opportune as it is this very second. So there's a lot of wisdom that's dripping in this proverb, Kent. So let's talk about it.
Well, I think generally speaking, let me just talk about the general thought here and ask a question. And I think you mentioned it right at the end. How easy is it for us to think that it's all going to always stay like it is now, the economy, our life, or our position economically? I mean, we tend to think it's just going to be that way this week, next week. And it seems to me Proverbs is saying, no, it's not going to always be like it is right now.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Ken, as you're saying that, I just think of the house I grew up in. My father lived through the Depression.
Yeah.
Out in West Texas, where it was more than threadbare.
Yeah.
Had no money. And growing up, you would have thought we were pretty poor. I mean, we never had extra this or extra that.
They never let you order anything but a small Coke, right?
If I got a small Coke, that was a big deal, okay? Because I can always go back and get a refill. But I should be happy with water. We go on family vacations. You know, we've got 12 people in one hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. And my father passes away and finds out, wow, we could have been living pretty well the whole time. But it was just a very frugal mindset. Yeah. And there's a lot of virtue in that.
There really is.
To hang on to what you have, knowing that there's a winter that may be coming, and you need to be setting aside some things.
Because that's hard to do sometimes, to think that, again, the economic situation we're in or the time of life we're in, we just don't think past that, do we? We don't think around the corner could be something different.
We got to be forward thinking, and how wise Solomon says that is for us, to not just live with the immediacy of the moment, but to take into account the long view into the future.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think about the retired person that's watching. Again, we go back to the housewife that's watching or the student that's watching. How would that apply to a student or to a retired person?
Well, I think for a student, that there is something to be said here for getting a summer job and to work while you can and to save that money.
Yeah.
When I was in college, my dad went and got a job for me unloading trucks from midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning. And I had to bring home every paycheck and hand it to my dad.
Wow.
And he put it into the bank. And, you know, he was teaching me to hang on to what I have.
Wow.
And to not go spend it frivolously, for it just to go in my one pocket and come out the other pocket. Now, I think he may have taken it to an extreme, and I think we can enjoy the fruit of our labor. But that's what comes to my mind. And so for a student, rather than just hanging out at the pool all summer, there's virtue in getting a job and working and saving that money. There's virtue for a housewife.
Yeah.
My mother knew where the cookie jar was, and she would save money out of each paycheck that my dad would bring home. And she was so frugal to always be stashing and putting things aside. And Kent, you've kind of kidded me at times about how frugal I am.
Yeah, yeah. I would say tight.
You would say cheap. But, you know, that just
for another time.
Yeah. That, I mean, it just kind of gets ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And but there is a virtue to a point.
And
you can go too far in that direction. But there is virtue in that to a point.
You know, I don't normally talk about Amy, but my wife is incredible. When she's finished with any clothes or whatever, she takes them to a resale shop.
Yeah.
Or she'll sell them back online. She's always looking for bargains, whether she can find them in garage sales or wherever. And she's always checking the prices. She never assumes anything. She saves. I mean, that's an incredible virtue. I wish I had more of that. I think this is talking to me this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I'll ask my wife, is that a new dress? And the answer is $39.95.
Yeah,
$29.95.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
50% off. It's new dress.
Yeah.
So, well, I think we're getting the point here that he who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. Well, may the Lord lead you in how you use your resources, but to always be working hard and to be setting aside something for the winter that's out ahead. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.